Now we've got this basic preset set up, I just want to do a quick parallel signal path just below the one we've just made, just to do some stereo jiggery pokery with the wah pedals. Right, so
grid row 2 column 5.
Go into the grid.
Grid row 2 grid row 2 column 1. Wah wah 1A. Grid row 2 column 0. Input 1A. Active radio button.
Now because I'm going to be making new connections now, I'm going to have to do this on the hardware itself. Like, remember before we put it on the input 1 and then we just press and held enter and it connected all the way to the next available block and created shuns. We're going to do that now, but we're going to have to do them one at a time because we can't just press and hold. We're going to make a connection from the input to the block below the first wah pedal and then it'll make a shun. I'll try and explain it as we go. So the first thing I need to do is on the device, I'm going to press the home button, make sure I'm on the home screen, just in case I wasn't. Then I press that the push encoder B to go to the layout grid. Now I'm going to arrow left a lot of times and up a few times just to make sure the focus is where I want it to be. So left, 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 then up, up, up. Now I should be in the top left, the like column one, row one. I'm going to down arrow twice. And now to check, if I hit this encoder C, it should bypass the input. So there we go. I'm strumming the guitar now. Nothing is happening. Press it again. Audio comes back. So now I know the focus is on the input. We'll just look at that just to explain what I'm going to do.
Jack and put grid row 2 column 0. Input 1A. Active. Radio
so
button.
There's the input. And then to the right of the input.
Grid row 2 column 1. Wah wah 1A. Bypassed. Radio
is
button.
The wah pedal. And then below that. Down below
grid row 3 column 1. Empty. Radio button.
Is empty. What I'm going to do is make a connection from that input to this empty slot below the wah pedal. And the way I do that is on the hardware device, I know the input has got focus. So I press the enter button. Now that's ready to make a connection to one of the blocks. Then I go right one, down one, and press enter again. Now that will make a connection to that lower block. And because there's no effect in there, it will add a shunt. Now we can just
grid
check
row, grid row 2 column 0, input 1A, active,
so there's
radio
the input.
Button. Grid row 2 column 1, wah wah 1A, bypass,
right
radio
is the
button.
Wah pedal, and then down below the wah pedal that was empty before.
Grid row 3 column 1, shunt, radio button.
It's now got a shunt in, so I know I've successfully made a connection. Now the highlight is still on that shunt from last time, because I've only just done it. So if I press enter again, it will be ready to make a connection from that shunt. What I want to do now is make
grid row 3 column 2, grid row 3 column 1, shunt, radio
so
button.
There's the shunt. I want to make another shunt.
Grid row 3 column 2,
to
empty,
the right
radio
of it
button.
With it's empty.
Grid row 3 column 1, shunt, radio
button. So I press
button.
Enter on that shunt. I go right one, press enter again. And it will now make a connection to the next block and add a shunt again.
Grid row 3 column 0, empty. Grid row 3 column 1, shunt, radio
so
button.
So there's our first shunt that we created. If we go right from there.
Grid row 3 column 2, shunt, radio button.
There's another one. So now I know I've got a connection coming out of input 1. It's going down to that first shunt, and then that's going across to the next shunt. Now from here, I want to go
grid row 3 column 3, empty, radio
right
button.
One, which is empty, but I want to go up
grid
to
row 2
cab.
Column 3, cad 1A, active, radio
so I
button.
Want to make a connection from that
grid
shunt
row 3, grid row 3 column 2, shunt, radio button.
On 3 column 2,
grid row 3, grid row 2 column 3, cad 1A, active, radio
up
button.
Up to the cab.
Grid row 3 column 2, shunt, radio
again,
button.
Again, the highlight is already on the shunt I've just made, so I press enter on that shunt. It's ready to connect. I go right one and up one. And now when I press enter, it'll connect to the cab. Now what we've got two shunts below. We've got a shunt below the wire and a shunt below the amp. I'm going to copy the amp and paste it into that shunt below the amp.
Grid row 3, column 2, shunt, radio, grid row 3, grid row 2, column 2, amp 1A, active, selected, radio button.
So I'm going to select the amp.
Grid row 2, column 2, amp 1A, active, radio button, selected.
Now I'm going to copy it with command C.
Block.
Now I need to. It's just lost focus. I need to go
EQ,
back to
tempo.
The grid.
Grid row 2 column 5. Grid row 2 column 4. Shunt. Grid row 2 column 1. Wah wah 1A. Grid row 2 column 2. Amp 1A. Active. Selected. Radio.
Whenever you copy something or put a shunt, it seems to lose focus. It doesn't stay for some reason. Voiceover goes elsewhere. Now I'm going to down arrow.
Jack component. Radio button. Grid row 2 column. Grid row 2 column. Grid row 3. Grid row 3 column 2. Shunt. Radio button.
See that? Did you hear
grid
that?
Grid row 2 column 2. Amp 1A.
If I try and down arrow from there.
Jack component, radio
goes
button.
To this jack component.
Grid row.
So sometimes you have to go like left.
Grid row two, grid row three, column one. Sean, radio
and then
button.
Down.
Grid row three, column two. Sean, radio
and
button.
Then back across. It's just weird. It's just, you get used to these quirks. Now I'm going to select that shunt.
Selected.
Remember, I'd copied that amp. I'm going to hit Command V to paste.
Group.
Now I'm going to go, I've lost focus again. I'm going to go back to the grid.
Grid row two, grid row two, grid row two, column two. Amp 1A, active, radio button.
I've got amp 1A in the top row.
Jack component, radio, grid row two, grid row two, grid row three, column one. Shunt, grid row three, column two. Amp 2A, active, selected, radio
button. I've got amp 2 on the bottom. What I've basically done is created a parallel path and I've copied one amp from the top row into the bottom row. Now I'm going to copy the wah pedal from the top row.
Grid row two, column one. Y11A, bypass, radio button.
So I'm going to select the wah pedal.
Selected.
Command C to copy.
Block.
I have to go back to the grid.
By press E close button. E acute. Grid row two. Grid row two. Grid 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 row two. Column one. Y one A. By grid row three. Column one. Shunt. Radio.
Go down
button.
To that shunt below the wah pedal.
Selected.
Select it. Hit Command paste. Command V. Sorry to paste.
Group.
Go back to the grid.
Grid row
again.
Grid row two. Column two. Amp one. Grid row two. Column one. Y one A. Bypass.
Now
radio button.
Down arrow.
Grid row three. Column one. Y two A. Bypass.
See,
selected.
I've got
radio button.
Y one in the top row.
Grid row two. Column one. Y one A. By grid row three. Column one. Y two A. Bypass. Selected. Radio
button. But remember, it's the same wah, so it's copied all the settings as well, the auto engage, and the modifier. So now I've copied the wah and the amp. I'm just going to make a quick change to the two amps.
Grid row three, column two, amp 2A. Act grid row two, column two, amp 1A. Active, radio
so
button.
I'll select amp 1A. Go to the parameters.
Grid slider, button, gain, 5.0, bass, mid, treble, ax edit 3, has new, depth, 0 point, master volume, headroom, groove, headroom, minus 20 points, input trim, 1 point, level, minus balance, 0.0, vertical slider.
I'm going to change that balance to minus 100, pan it all the way to the left. But it won't sound like it's panning because it's got another amp exactly the same that's still center.
Level, balance, minus 100.0, vertical slider.
Now I'm going to go to the second amp.
Grid row two, grid row two, column two, amp 1A, jack component, radio, grid row three, column two, amp 2A, active, radio button, selected.
Select that, go to the parameters.
Grid slot, gain, bass, mid, treble, present, depth, master, headroom, ax edit, input trim, level, minus balance, 0.0, vertical slider.
And we're going to put that to 100% or all the way to the right.
Input select balance, 100.0, vertical slider.
Now I'm going to do the same with the wah pedals.
Grid row two, grid row two, column four, shunt, grid row two, column one, Y1A, bypass, selected. Grid slot control, control log, control tape, frequency, resonant induct, low cut drive, fat, Q trap, level, balance, bypass mode, balance, 0.0, modifier disabled,
set that
vertical
to
slider.
Minus 100, all the way to the left.
Bike balance, minus 100.0, modifier disabled, vertical slider. Grid row two, grid row two, column one, Y1A, grid row three, column one, Y2A, bypassed, radio.
Now I'm going to select Y2.
Selected. Grid slider, button, control tape,
put the balance
30A,
all the way to
control,
the right.
Frequency, resonant induct, low cut drive, fat, Q trap, level, balance, bypass mode, balance, 0.0, modifier disabled, vertical slider.
With the up arrow.
Bypass balance, 100.0, modifier disabled, vertical slider.
There is a point to all this. Now, I've already got the second wah pedal selected, so I'm going to jump to the end.
Unlinked, global block, library, pop-up button, Clyde, type, Clyde, pop-up button.
So it's Clyde, it's the same as the other one. We've got two amps. Two wah pedals, two amps panned left and right, two wah pedals panned left and right, yet the sound is still down the center. There's no pan, but if we change this second wah pedal to a different wah pedal,
color tone, pop-up button.
Color tone, it's going to have a completely different character to the sweep, you know, when it sweeps through the frequencies. So now when with the wah pedal not engaged, it's still in the center, but when I engage the wah pedals, you can hear that stereo spread because suddenly there's something with a different character panned. And that's what that was all about, just to get those two wahs. That's all that was for.